Psalm 68 is one of the longest and deeply felt psalms in the whole Bible. Before the verses selected for our Sunday liturgy occur, the psalmist is found to be up to his neck in deep water, somewhere or somehow struggling in the mire, so that his urgent prayers resound. Save me, rescue me, answer me, make haste to help me, draw near me, redeem me, set me free, protect me. The repetition obviously shows the intensity of the psalmist's pain. The sufferer is exhausted, with a sore throat from his constant cries of prayer, and his eyes are weary from looking around anxiously for help. We don't know the actual circumstances of the sufferer, but one commentator compares his struggle to those who carry the inescapable responsibility of being constantly an example for the community. Anyway, with all that going on, we can now sing the prayerful verses selected by the liturgists for today's Sunday. They follow the urgent exhortation of Moses on the nearness of God through his word in the first reading. And when we sing, "The Lord listens to the needed," they point forward to the nearness of God's call in our needy neighbour, as exemplified in the Good Samaritan parable in the Gospel. The verses that we sing on the 15th Sunday of Year C form a great song of petition to a loving God. The psalmist says, "In your great love, answer me, for your love is kind and full of compassion." From his or her poverty and pain, the singer's faith is inspired by the certainty of God's love, a love that is great and kind. Love of God's word and its practical application certainly give us food for thought and action. God is close to us in his word and our neighbour.